Thank you for sincerely for returning to segment two of program one of this second iteration of the Bigger Picture series based on a book that I wrote in published in 2014. I wrote it over a 25-30 year period. But it deals with the war against the fatherhood of God, the culture of Christ, and the continued existence of America. And what I'm sharing with you, as I've said before, as opinion based on a heavy study of Scripture, on a really good personal library, and some very unique experiences that I've had that very few men have had at the lower level, grassroots level, wherever things happen. But in recent years, I've realized that every man, and the call is to women too, but my mission is to males. That's the world I lived in the Air Force, and those are the folks that can make a difference if it's going to be made. And so I wrote a personal manifesto not long ago when I realized how hated Donald Trump was, but how necessary he was to our continued existence. And I decided at the time that I would do everything I can to line up behind him as other, what I believe, are lesser men are running like scared chickens from a battle that needs to be fought. I wrote a personal manifesto, and I'm going to read it to you, and I'm reading it hoping that you will sit down and pen your own and then live by it. And this radio program is a function of this manifesto. The personal manifesto of Marshall M. Wood, Citizen. I am a citizen of the United States, a Christian male, a husband of one wife for almost 54 years. The father of six productive Christian sons, with each son married just once, still married, to beautiful, intelligent, and equally productive wives who are willingly and joyfully adding to the current nest of our 15 grandchildren. I served in the Air Force, predominantly as a pilot of seven different aircraft. I also served as an operations manager for important aviation combat and diplomatic units, but at the grassroots level. I have acquired, through my military service at that grassroots level, that's where the action was, a most unique professional and experiential background that gives me valuable life perspectives that few have. As a Christian male citizen, as a proven defender of America, as a husband, a father, a grandfather, a benevolent participant in the lives of others, many of them African American, I hold that the actions of our currently existing government, headed up by Joseph Robinette Biden, the actions of our government on Monday, August the 8th, 2022, was the single greatest act of treason in our history. That's the raid on Mar-a-Lago, no precedent for it, that the intentional and highly questionable actions performed by the Department of Justice as a cabinet agency of the executive branch currently run by Biden, a man whose legal claim to that office as well as his fitness for it are open to contention by all good men and women of reason. To that point, I view now and will continue to do so that all members of the DNC, their operatives that function as a Democrat Party, and any who adhere to, support, and empower any persons or ideologies associated with that evil and corrupt agency, as well as those miscreant individuals we label as rhinos, I hold them to be enemies of Father God and that nation whose existence and purpose he has ordained. That's America. I hold the above to be agents of the evil one himself, whose domain is this world and whose global activities are squarely aimed at the utter destruction of formerly righteous America and her critical ally and her creational brother, the nation of Israel. I hold that Donald J. Trump, regardless of whatever warts he may have and what less than savory personal traits he may possess, I hold he's the divine agent of essential masculinity that was ordained from the ages to be the champion of all those in America who hold us to be a shining city set on a hill, a beacon to all the other nations beset by the rule of that evil power, the man of perdition. And my book starts and ends with 1 John 5:19. This is a comment to the aside. 1 John 5:19, we are of God, but the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. I hold that to be an axiomatic truth. I hold that Donald J. Trump is an intentional target for destruction, that all those who hate God, his will, and his mandate for human existence seek to destroy those things, as well as those who would assent to his leadership and actively promote his cause in defending traditional America. I hold, further, that those who verbally affirm the causes of traditional, largely Christian America must, and without any reservation, line up behind Donald J. Trump. He alone, by divine intent, is the spokesman and proactive leader of our band of everyday Christian Joes and all those willing to join with us in our full and unrestrained support of the man who still should be POTUS, according to the assessment of the perfidy of that election in 2020 and again manifested in the national elections of 2022. I firmly hold that any confessing Christian and or Republican has no, and I repeat, no option other than Donald J. Trump to bring to pass a benevolent government that they would hope to evolve from their support of some other candidate. They're not now, they will not be, a surrogate or replacement for Trump in whatever quest he may yet undertake. That to wane in one's support for Donald J. Trump is an open act of arrogance, stupidity, intentional rebellion against the only path we have to restoration, if it is indeed possible to be restored. I firmly resolve henceforth to oppose legally and rationally every initiative of the DNC and their operatives, to actively seek to expose their evil intentions, and to pray faithfully and intensely for their divine removal from the landscape of American politics and culture. I hold that good men and women have a moral obligation now to line up behind the one individual who is not a politician, a man who is an essential male with a God-given and already proven ability to lead us successfully, to act boldly in the best interest of this nation, and to evolve the plan to protect all America from the raging war that has been brought upon us through the evil that controls the DNC and all its operatives, those I now oppose with every fiber of my body, and I consider to be literally the minions of hell, and in this last week, District Attorney Fani, I call her Fat Fanny, Fani Willis, has risen to the top as the prototype of everything that I and America that has been successful to this point stands against. I hope you'll join me now just in understanding the reality of what I have just said. America is in trouble. It is the Democrat Party, under the control of the DNC and the global elitist that is the reason for our great dysfunction right now. Please join me in reflecting on that and make sure that you study the facts. We have before us a very evil district attorney that is seeking to destroy the lives of the most effective president we have ever had and the greatest crime fighter in America, former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani. Folks, it doesn't stand up. This little black, former Black Panther sympathetic individual trying to destroy two of the greatest men in history. All right, let's join me in segment three, and we're going to talk some more. Thank you. God bless you.